Hello everyone and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet, your reader today. And today we have Sunday the 2nd of May, or the 20th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar. We have day 35 of the counting of the Omer. And today in history, the people of Israel leave Sinai the year following the Exodus, Numbers 10. Now in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th of the month, the cloud was lifted from over the tabernacle of the testimony, and the sons of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sinai. We have a new parasha this week. It's actually a double one. It's called Behar, which means on the mountain, and Bechukotai, which means in my statutes. And our portion from the Torah is today Leviticus chapter 25, verse 1 through verse 18. Before we start reading the scriptures, please join me in blessing the Lord and thanking Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the Lord said to Moses on Mount Sinai, "Speak to Bnei Israel and tell them, when you come into the land which I give you, then the land is to keep a Shabbat to the Lord. For 6 years you may sow your field, and for 6 years you may prune your vineyard and gather in its fruits. But in the seventh year there is to be a Shabbat rest for the land, a Shabbat to the Lord. You are not to sow your field or prune your vineyard. You are not to reap what grows by itself during your harvest, nor gather the grapes of your untended vine. It is to be a year of Shabbat rest for the land. Whatever the Shabbat of the land produces will be food for yourself, for your servant, for your maidservant, for your hired worker, and for the outsider dwelling among you. Even for your livestock and for the animals that are in your land, all its increase will be enough food. You are to count off 7 Shabbatot of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the time is 7 Shabbatot of years, 49 years. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, you are to sound a shofar blast. You are to sound the shofar all throughout your land. You are to make the 50th year holy and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It is to be a jubilee to you, when each of you is to return to his own property and each of you is to return to his family. That 50th year will be your jubilee. You are not to sow or reap that which grows by itself, or gather from the untended vines. Since it is a jubilee, it is to be holy to you. You will eat from its increase out of the field. In this year of jubilee, each of you will return to his property. If you sell anything to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you are not to wrong one another. Corresponding to the number of years after the jubilee, you are to purchase land from your neighbor's hand. He is to sell it to you based on the number of years of crops. In proportion to the extent of years, you may increase its price or decrease its price in proportion to the fewness of years, because he is selling a number of harvests to you. You are not to cheat one another, but fear the Lord your God, for I am the Lord your God. Therefore you are to keep my statutes and observe my ordinances and carry them out so that you may live securely in the land." That was Leviticus 25, 1 through 18. Now our portion from the prophets is today Jeremiah, Chapter 4. If you will return, O Israel, return to me, declares the Lord. If you will put your detestable things out of my sight, then you will not waver. You will swear, as the Lord lives, in truth, in justice, and in righteousness. The nations will bless themselves in him, and in him they will glory. Thus says the Lord to the people of Judah and to Jerusalem, break up your unplowed ground, and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, and remove the foreskins of your heart. Men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, else my wrath will break out like fire and blaze, with no one to quench it, because of your evil deeds. Declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem, saying, blow the shofar in the land, cry aloud and say, assemble yourselves, let us go into the fortified cities. Raise a banner toward Zion, take refuge, do not delay. For I bring calamity from the north, even terrible destruction. A lion has come up from his thicket, a destroyer of nations has set out. He has left his place to make your land a wasteland. Your cities will lie in ruins without inhabitant. Therefore, put on sackcloth, lament and wail. For the fierce anger of the Lord has not returned away from us. It will happen in that day. It is a declaration of the Lord, that the king's heart will fail, as will the heart of the princes. The Kohanim will be appalled, and the prophets will be stunned. Then I said, alas, Lord Elohim, how completely you have deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, you will have shalom until the sword touches the soul. At that time it will be said to these people and to Jerusalem, a scorching wind from the barren hills in the wilderness blows toward my people, but not to winnow or to sift. A wind too strong for these things will come from me. Now even I will pronounce judgments against them. See, he comes up like clouds, and his chariots like whirlwinds. His horses are swifter than eagles. Oy, we are ruined. O Jerusalem, purify your heart from wickedness, so that you may be saved. How long will your wicked thoughts lodge within you? A voice announces from Dan, and proclaims calamity from the hills of Ephraim. Remind the nations, proclaim over Jerusalem. Besiegers are soon coming from a far country, raising their voice against the cities of Judah. Like keepers of a field they surround her, because she has been rebellious against me. It is a declaration of the Lord. Your conduct and your deeds have brought these things on you. This is your calamity. How bitter it is, how it smites your heart. My stomach, I writhe in anguish. The pain on my heart is pounding within me. I cannot keep silent, because I have heard, O my soul, the sound of the shofar, the battle cry of war. Disaster on disaster is reported, so the whole land is ruined. My tents are suddenly ravaged, my curtains in an instant. How long must I see the battle standard and hear the sound of the shofar? For my people are foolish, they do not know me. They are senseless children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they do not know. I looked at the earth, and behold, it was deserted and desolate, and at the heavens, and they had no light. I looked at the mountains, behold, they were shaking, and all the hills swaying to and fro. I looked, and behold, no people. All the birds of the sky had fled. I looked, and behold, the fruitful field was a wilderness, and all of its cities were in ruins, before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land will be wasteland, yet I will not totally destroy it. Therefore the earth will mourn, and the heavens above grow black. For I have spoken, I have purposed, nor will I relent, nor turn from it. At the sound of horsemen and archers, the whole city flees. They go into the thickets and climb up on the rocks. The whole city is deserted, no one dwells in it. And you, O desolate one, what will you do? Though you dress in scarlet, though you adorn yourself with gold ornaments, though you enlarge your eyes with paint, in vain you make yourself beautiful. Your lovers despise you, they seek your life. For I heard a cry like one in labor, the anguish of one giving birth to her first child, the cry of the daughter of Zion, gasping for breath, stretching out her hands, saying, "Oy now to me, for my soul faints before murderers." That was Jeremiah chapter 4. And now our portion from the writings is Job chapter 24. Why are times not stored up by Shaddai? And why do those who know him not see his days? Some remove the boundary stones, they steal flocks and pasture them. They drive away the orphan's donkey and take the widow's ox as a pledge. They turn the needy off the path, they force the poor of the land into hiding. Behold, like wild donkeys in the desert, they go about their work, foraging prey in the desert as food for their children. They reap their fodder in the field and glean in the vineyard of the wicked. Without clothing they spend the night naked, without covering against the cold. They are drenched by mountain rains and hug the rock for lack of shelter. The orphan is snatched from the breast, the infant of the poor is taken as a pledge. They wander about naked without clothing, and go hungry while they carry sheaves. They press oil between the terraces, they tread wine presses, but are thirsty. From the city men groan, and the souls of the wounded cry out, yet God charges no one with folly. These are those who rebel against the light, who do not recognize its ways or stay in its paths. The murderer rises with the light, kills the poor and needy, and in the night becomes a thief. The eye of the adulterer waits for twilight, thinking, "No eye will see me," and he disguises his face. When it is dark, they break into houses, but by day they shut themselves in, they do not know the light. For to all of them, morning is as thick darkness. They are familiar with the terrors of thick darkness. He is foam on the surface of water. Their portion of the land is cursed. No one turns toward their vineyards. As heat and drought snatch away the melted snow, so Sheol takes away those who have sinned. The womb forgets him, the worm feasts on him. No longer will he be remembered. But like a tree, wickedness is broken. He feeds on the barren and childless woman and shows no kindness to the widow. But he drags off the mighty by his power. He raises up, yet no one has assurance of life. He allows him to rest in a sense of security, but his eyes are on their ways. They are exalted for a little while, and then they are gone. They are brought low and gathered up like all others. They are like heaps of grain, they wither. Now, if it is not so, who can prove me a liar, and reduce my speech to nothing. That was Job chapter 24. And now we have arrived at our final portion, the Apostolic Scriptures, which today is Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been made righteous by trusting, we have shalom with God through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Through him, we also have gained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and boast in the hope of God's glory. And not only that, but we also boast in suffering, knowing that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Ruach HaKodesh who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time Messiah died for the ungodly. For rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. How much more then, having now been set right by his blood, shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were yet enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life? And not only that, but we also boast in God through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, through whom we have now received reconciliation. So then, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, in the same way death spread to all men because all sinned. For up until the Torah, sin was in the world, but sin does not count as sin when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned, in a manner similar to the violation of Adam, who is the pattern of the one to come. But the gracious gift is not like the transgression. For if many died because of the transgression of one man, how much more did the grace of God overflow to many through the gift of one man, Yeshua the Messiah? Moreover, the gift is not like what happened through the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment from one violation resulted in condemnation. But on the other hand, the gracious gift following many transgressions resulted in justification. For if by the one man's transgression death reigned through the one, how much more shall those who receive the overflow of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one, Messiah Yeshua? So then, through the transgression of one, condemnation came to all men. Likewise, through the righteousness of one, came righteousness of life to all men. For just as through the disobedience of one man, many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, many will be set right forever. Now the Torah came in so that transgression might increase. But where sin increased, grace overflowed even more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. That was Romans chapter 5, and that concludes our reading of scriptures for today. If you're reading through the Apostolic Scriptures or the New Testament twice this cycle, you will also be reading Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 28 today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shavuot Tov. I pray you have a blessed new week. And Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.